You're listening to Top Tech and Game Deals, Black Friday edition with Chase Bunker.
Welcome back to Top Tech and Game Deals, Black Friday edition. Special thanks again to Aubrey Quinn, the VP over at the Entertainment Software Association, for joining us. We've teased it enough, it's time to talk about gaming. While the games released this year have been great, however, the economic aspect for games hasn't. This year we saw Microsoft and Sony raise the price of their respective consoles 5 years into their lifespan due to tariffs. For context, consoles generally have a lifespan between 7 to 10 years, so we're seeing a price jump midway through or toward the end of the console's life. The thing with consoles is the profit margin is very small. According to Business Insider, Microsoft even said during sworn testimony that they sell consoles at a loss. They almost operate like movie theaters in a way. Theaters don't tend to get a lot of money through the tickets, they get their money through concessions. So console makers tend to make more money off of the games themselves, not on the actual console. And the price of games has also gone up this year. Nintendo is selling games for the Nintendo Switch 2 as much as $80. It's a hobby that's getting more and more expensive. So for console deals this year, it's relatively quiet. Microsoft doesn't have any special deals for their Xbox Series S or Series X, and Nintendo doesn't have any special deals for the Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2. Sony at least has their PlayStation 5s discounted by $100 at major retailers. The PS5 Slim Digital is on sale for about $400. The PS5 Slim that comes with the disk drive and a 1TB hard drive is about $450, and the powerful PS5 Pro is about $650. I know I just threw a bunch of model names at you, and you're probably thinking, what's the difference? The digital version doesn't come with a disk drive, so you're just limited to the PlayStation Store or anything that offers a redemption code to get your games. The regular model, or the one with the disk drive, not only plays games through the digital storefront, it also plays discs as well. And the PS5 Pro is essentially just the upgraded version of that. PS5 controllers are also getting a $20 discount, as low as $54 in a variety of colors. Now, while I said Microsoft doesn't have any deals on its Xbox console, Xbox controllers are discounted across the major retailers. The best price I could find is at Best Buy at $39.99. Amazon is also selling 3 months of the Ultimate tier of Xbox Game Pass for $59.99 instead of $89.99. If you don't know what that is, essentially, Xbox and PC users get access to a whole catalog of games that they can just download and play. It's one of the best deals in gaming. Now that we've talked all about the hardware, let's talk about the games. This year has been incredible for video games, and most of them are on the cheaper end without the discount. For example, Hollow Knight Silksong, one of the most highly anticipated games over the past few years, is only $20. If you're unfamiliar with the game, Hollow Knight Silksong is the sequel to 2017's Hollow Knight. You play as Hornet, a warrior who was kidnapped and dropped into the world of Fairloom, and you're trying to figure out why this group is trying to kidnap you. Along the way, you help out these little bug creatures, explore beautiful hand-drawn worlds, and fight really tough bosses. My wife and I both spent at least 50 hours on this game, and we loved it. It's one of my top 5 games this year. You can't find a physical copy of the game right now, but you can find it on the PlayStation Store, Microsoft Store, and Nintendo eShop for digital download. Another one that's on the cheaper end is Hades 2. It's a game where you play as Melenoe, the daughter of Hades and Persephone, who's trying to fight her way down into the underworld to save her family after Cronos just wreaked havoc. Throughout her journey, she'll receive boons from other Greek mythological gods to aid her in battle. The game is a roguelite, which means if you die, you have to start all the way over from the beginning. And when I say the beginning, I don't mean the beginning of the level, all the way from the beginning, but you'll pick up items along the way to help you get a little bit stronger. I've put in at least 60 hours into it. It's fantastic. Another top 5 game for me this year, and it's only $30 on PC and Nintendo Switch. The next one is one of the biggest surprises of the year and is a favorite to win Game of the Year. It's Clair Obscur Expedition 33. It's a turn-based role-playing game about this thing called the Paintress, who paints a cursed age and everybody above that age just fades away, and you're part of a group to stop her. Everyone I've talked to that has played it just loves it. Even the people who aren't even fans of that genre just love this game. I've seen it typically around the high 40s, but the best discount I can see right now is at the PlayStation Store for $39.99. Now, if you play it on PC, I have seen the website Fanatical have it on sale for the low 30s in the past. So, just something to note there for PC gamers. A lot of Nintendo's first-party titles are seeing a big price cut. You can find games like Nintendo Switch Sports, Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, Splatoon 3, and the Switch must-have Super Mario Odyssey for $29.99. Normally, they're $60. Luigi's Mansion 3, Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom, Princess Peach Showtime, Kirby's Return to Dreamland Deluxe, and Donkey Kong Country Returns HD are $39.99 at most retailers. Now, that said, I am seeing Target and Walmart selling Princess Peach Showtime, Echoes of Wisdom, and Donkey Kong Country Returns for $29.99. I'm not sure if that's an error on their end, because Nintendo put out a release saying they would be $39.99, so Target or Walmart might be the best place to buy your Switch games. Another Game of the Year contender being discounted is Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. It's an open-world role-playing game set in medieval Europe. You play as Henry, a former blacksmith that's thrown into a civil war for the Kingdom of Bohemia. There's war, there's politics, there's romance, there's a lot, and I don't want to spoil anything, so watch at your own risk if you do look this up. It's one of those games where people may have different experiences than you, depending on how they complete quests. It's half off right now, $30 at Amazon and GameStop. If you haven't bought the latest edition of your favorite sports games, those are seeing a significant price cut. You can find Madden 26, College Football 26, EA Sports FC 26, and NBA 2K 26 for $29.99. Normally, they're $70. Next up is Elden Ring. This 2022 Game of the Year winner is $15 at Amazon and Walmart, a great price for those who are hesitant to try the game out. Elden Ring is made by From Software, who are known for games like Dark Souls, Demon's Souls, and Bloodborne. They're games known for their punishing difficulty, and Elden Ring is no different. However, the difference between Elden Ring and the games I mentioned earlier is that Elden Ring is open world, so if you're stuck at a boss, you can explore the other stunning areas in the lands between to level yourself up, get better gear, and try again. And once you beat that pesky boss that's given you trouble for so many attempts, you get this sense of relief and accomplishment. At least I did. The only downside of this game is there are these creatures called the Finger Creepers. There are these like hand spider creatures that are just absolutely horrifying. They climb on walls, they bury themselves underground and hold an item, and when you try to pick it up, they just try to grab you. They even shoot lasers out of their middle finger. But other than that, it's a great game. Also, there's the multiplayer spinoff Elden Ring Nightreign, which is also on sale for $30. Came out earlier this year. It's in a more condensed world with some of the same enemies, including the finger creepers. But there's also new bosses. The difficulty is the same as Elden Ring, but you have friends who could join in on the fight, so you could all die together. The action-adventure game Star Wars Outlaws is seeing a massive discount. You play as K-Vess, a scoundrel who's trying to assemble a team for a big heist. This game takes place between the events of The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. If you like games like Uncharted or the recent Tomb Raider trilogy, you may want to give this a try. Right now, the best price is at Walmart for $15. I've been mentioning a lot of mature and teen-rated games, so let's focus on some of the more kid-friendly games. There's Horizon Adventures, a LEGO game set in the mechanized animal world that is the Horizon universe. It's only $19.99 at major retailers. Another is the platformer Astrobot for the PlayStation 5. You play as Astro, an adorable robot who has to rescue his friends after his ship was attacked by a green alien. It's a cute, fun game, and I had a smile on my face the entire time playing it. It's about $40 at major stores, so it's not a significant discount, but if you're looking for a fun kids game, that's one you should look at. And finally, it's one of my top 5 games of the year, and Aubrey Quinn and I mentioned it earlier in the show. It's Split Fiction. It's a really fun two-player game. My wife and I got it on the day of its release, and we absolutely loved it. So if you're looking for a fun game to play with a loved one, it's only $30 at Walmart. Go check it out. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, Karis Brown will tell us some of the best deals in tech here on Top Tech and Game Deals, Black Friday edition. Don't go anywhere.